The Handmaid's Tale debuts today on Hulu. It's an adaptation of Margaret Atwood's dystopian novel. I saw her once with fans. People love this story, even though it is so troubling. A story of authoritarian rule and female oppression of a sort that some people may find disturbing, even within this review. Here's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans.
Hulu's excellent adaptation of The Handmaid's Tale is a horror show revealed in slow motion. Mad Men alum Elizabeth Moss is compelling and relatable as the lead character, a woman we see running from security forces with her daughter minutes before they're both captured.
No! 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 Take her! No! No! Please!
Then time jumps forward to the near future. We learn Moss's character is now a handmaid, a woman forced to have babies. She sits in a simple room in a mansion. She wears a white bonnet, blood-red dress, and a shroud of melancholy like a thick, suffocating blanket.
It's a window with white curtains, and the glass is shatterproof, but it isn't running away they're afraid of. It's those other escapes, the ones you can open in yourself, given a cutting edge. My name is Alfred. I had another name, but it's forbidden now.
Fans of Atwood's novel know Alfred has only begun to describe the hideous world she's living in. A brutal, totalitarian theocracy has replaced the U.S. government as sterility is rising and fewer women can have babies. Fertile women are captured and forced to serve as handmaids to society's leaders. Alfred's name denotes the commander she serves, Fred Waterford, played by Joseph Fiennes. One searing scene features Alfred's memory of Aunt Lydia, the abusive headmistress who trains new handmaids, explaining their duties as breeders.
You girls will serve the leaders of the faithful and their barren wives. You will bear children for them.
Oh, you are so lucky!
Hulu's show depicts women stripped of husbands, children, jobs, their own money, and control over their sexuality. The scenes depicting the ceremony in which handmaids copulate with commanders is emotionally brutal without being overly explicit. Even the most mundane activities come to carry the weight of dread.
The bath is required before the ceremony. I am to make myself clean, washed and brushed like a prized pig.
In this nightmarish world, both prisoner and oppressor are forced into a brutal, dehumanizing ritual which pretends to be edifying. Atwood's book was written in 1985, but its themes about reproductive rights resonate with today's generation, as seen in signs at the Women's March in January saying, "The Handmaid's Tale is not an instruction manual." Given that undercurrent, it's tough to imagine a better time for Atwood's story to come to television. It's a cautionary tale on how quickly liberties can vanish. It's a meditation on how much of a woman's freedom can be connected to control of her reproductive rights. And it's a horror story for modern women who can see characters just like them have their independence ripped away. As this speech by Aunt Lydia to the new handmaidens proves, it's all the more horrific for the way it seems absolutely normal.
I know this must feel very strange, but ordinary is just what you're used to. This may not seem ordinary to you right now, but after a time it will.
In a country where sexual harassment scandals regularly land on the front page, the patriarchy of The Handmaid's Tale doesn't feel so far-fetched, which is the most horrific thing about it. I'm Eric Deggans.